You're running for MID Division 4. And why are you going for that? Because you already serve on the MAC. You serve on Salida Sanitary. And Salida Sanitary, is that connected with the Modesto Irrigation District at
not,
all?
Not at all. Except we do get our electricity there, but no, not at all.
Okay.
It's a separate district, separate from the Modesto Sanitary District.
Okay. So I don't know anything about that. Does that have to do with bringing water to Salida or taking water out of Salida?
Neither. The Sanitary District?
Yeah.
Neither.
Okay.
No, we just process it's a sewer treatment plant for Salida.
Okay. All right. And does that take a lot of your time?
No, actually it doesn't. It's a lot less than it probably should. The meetings are typically less than 20 minutes.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah.
Those are good meetings.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to see a little more thorough meeting myself, you know. And I tend to ask a lot of questions and get the answers, you know, how I am.
You're also serving on the Salida MAC.
Yeah.
And those meetings they're actually kind of heating up a little bit.
They have been kind of contentious for quite a while since the developers had their eye on us. And now the mayor in Modesto wanted to annex Salida. So we've been basically defending ourselves. We've been on defense for 10 years. So I think it's time that we set goals mm-hmm. and went to offense and started deciding what we want for a city and not letting other people try to cut us apart. Because if we don't have a seat at the table, we're on the menu.
Right. And the annexation is nothing new. It's been ongoing for quite a few years. So it's not just something that popped up over, you know, the last year and a half since the mayor of Modesto got elected.
But it just became a hot button topic with the media and the print in town.
Now, speaking of media, you also videotape those Salida MAC meetings and you put them on the internet. Tell us a little bit about, I said if we had time we'd talk about this, but I want to talk about it first, the alternate media.
Well, hey, I'd love to talk about alternative media. You know, for about 13 years now, I've been heavily involved in the alternative media, but I got a background in broadcasting, so I have the technical skills, so it's easy for me to go from what I did commercially in broadcasting to what I can do in public service and help my community with nonprofit efforts. So I've been bringing my camera to the town meeting now mm-hmm. for more than a decade, videotaped the town meeting, and then I cajoled the local government into putting it on cable TV, and then lately the technology's allowed me to put it on the internet where we can share it mm-hmm. on the internet, which seems to actually reach more than people that have cable TV now, I think.
Now, the local government channel, is that Channel 7?
Is Channel 7 in Modesto and Channel 19 on the county system charter.
Oh, okay.
As long as they keep us on. But those corporations could cut us off at any time, I suppose.
Now, how does it loop around? In other words, you take the video to the station and then they play it as much as they want?
Yes, that's the thing. We used to have our town meeting in the sheriff trailer on Broadway, and then they built the new Stanislaus County Library, the old Bruner's building. And we'd asked for a live hookup so we could do our town meeting live, but that never happened. So we have an audio-video system. Used to be videotapes. Now I record a DVD, and I get it ready and take it in and drop it off downtown at the government cable studio, and then they broadcast it from there, and it goes out over the systems. So, yeah, it used to be, you know, that used to be an eight-hour process with videotape.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've got it down to maybe a one-hour process, but I still, you know, I got to be the first one to get to the town meeting and set up the cameras
right.
and the microphones, and then I'm like the last person to leave mm-hmm. after the recording's done and put all the stuff away. So.
Yeah, I think one of those Salida MAC meetings that I was at, I left at 11:20, and you were still there. So, yeah, it's a long process.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it's been pretty fulfilling. There have been a lot of little things that we've done in Salida, you know, that over time, we get a sidewalk here, we get a crosswalk there, we get a stop sign to, you know, save some kid from mm-hmm. being run over. There's little things that we can do, but we don't get those things if we don't ask. So
right.
I like to make sure somebody asks and asks and asks and asks until we finally get somebody to do something for us. Right now, one of my main gripes in town is that we don't have a sign to tell people when the town meeting is. And
that would be nice.
I've been driving that home, you know, and I travel around. Mm-hmm. I see places at other states, other countries, mm-hmm. and a lot of these small towns, they'll have a sign right in the middle of town that mm-hmm. says your town meeting is, you know, 7 o'clock on the yep. fourth Tuesday of the month. Come on down to town hall and have a voice. I cannot get the county supervisor to get on board with that. They say that it would be a dangerous precedence to spend $50 to put a sign up for that.
You know,
right? You know what it is? Is they don't want us to organize. That's what it's really about.
Well, without going to the reasons why, I have to say I'm with you as far as these towns that I drive through when I travel. I've actually seen town meeting notifications in the front of churches. They put
sure.
it on their signs out front. You know, I'll be talking with one of the supervisors tomorrow. I'll talk to him about that.
Good luck.
Thank you. I may need it. But I'll talk to him because it is so important that the towns do have a voice, because so many times I've heard, well, if they had wanted it changed or if they wanted an input, they should have, could have, would have. Well, maybe they could have if they had been notified. So it's very important that there are signs out there to let people know.
Well, it kind of comes back to the alternative media and independent local media. You know, we have to be educated. We have to be educated voters to participate in a democracy. And it's so hard to accomplish that if we're not getting the good information. Mm-hmm. The only information source we've had for years and years has been the Modesto Bee. And if the Bee chose not to ignore it or, you know, omit this part or put that part in.
You said the Modesto Bee.
Yeah, I usually just say that advertising company that prints in Modesto. But, you know, you have to balance your information with other sources. So the show here, this TV station, my alternative radio station on 104.9, you know, the blogs and zines, the other mm-hmm. Internet broadcasts from our area. You know, there's a couple of local magazines, you know, Zorch and Modesto View, that give us alternative views of what's going on. You know, what we really want to do is pass the microphone and camera around and let people speak with their own voices, not have somebody tell us what they said and how, you know. I don't want to go too far into the media, but
no, go for it. I'm right there with you.
What we're doing here on this TV station, this is real community media. We're not here because Pepsi-Cola and Chevrolet are trying to get us to do something to get their eyeballs on the screen so they can sell those cars and the soda pop and stuff. So we're here for we're both here as volunteers tonight, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I do it, is so that you and the person before you, the person after you, can tell the audience what they're thinking from their own voice.
Yeah.
Rather than filtering it through, you know, this sieve or that colander.
And that comes back down to town meetings, too. You know, if somebody's actually brave enough to come to the town meeting and tell us about a problem in their neighborhood, we need to help them and answer their questions. So many times at town meetings and at the county supervisors meeting, especially at Modesto City meetings, some brave person will stand up and they'll have a problem in their community and they'll ask a question or they'll point out a wrongdoing going on, and their question is answered with, "Thank you very much." That is not an answer or at all helpful. So whenever you ask a question of a government official and they say, "Thank you very much," and then they ask the next question of somebody else, you just got fogged. You basically are not getting an answer and they're moving on and not taking care of business. And typically people are intimidated up there at that podium at the county mm-hmm. meetings, and then they just go away. But the thing is, you got to stand there and stand your ground and not sit down until you get your question answered. And I'm all for that. And I've done that with our Modesto mayor. You know, if he didn't want to answer my question, I would continue to stand up and follow him around until he answered the question. And it made for a very uncomfortable town hall meeting with him, but we made it really clear that Salida wasn't interested in getting annexed. We're not on board with his developer plans, and that we want to be our own community.
Where would you put that sign back to notifying the public about the public meetings?
Well, for Salida, it's important that we have a sign on each side of the freeway, because we're really a divided community between Old Salida and New Salida mm-hmm. and how you get back to Salida. We have a tremendous amount of commuters to the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. People work hard in our town. They don't come home until 7 o'clock. And I've heard it said about the commuters that, you know, they are so tired when they come home, they don't have time to read a flyer that you leave on their door. So we got to make it easy for them to participate and try to achieve a democracy, you know, by broadcasting our town meetings, you know, so they could just sit in their living room with their family maybe and turn it on and get a little bit of what's going on locally. That's what we need to do as local officials to encourage a democracy.
Well, I'm asking you specific questions, and I'm not going to let you go till I get a specific answer.
No way to go.
What kind of sign do you want? Do you want, like, one of these... you know, one of these type of signs?
It needs to be about that size.
Okay.
And it should just say, Salida Municipal Advisory Council meets on the fourth Thursday of the month mm-hmm. at 7 p.m. at Sisk Road in the library. I mean, that's all
you
I would need to say.
You want a sandwich board or a sign that can be put out?
If it was on both,
or?
It should be a permanent sign
permanent
in the
sign.
Community.
Okay,
you know,
so
we have signs from the Rotary Club that tell us to drive safe yep. to protect our children. Mm-hmm. Somehow they managed to get those up without a big hassle from...
Maybe you should go to the Rotary.
You know, I've asked.
It's like at 6:45 in the morning or something.
It is. And they have the things that they do for community service, and that's fine. But our local officials, you know, our county supervisors, the people, department heads of county roads and stuff, they need to step up and say, you know, we want to make this a better democracy, or we don't want to hear from the public. You know, get on one side of those issues, but you can't just ignore requests from the public like that. We made an official request, and we got officially turned down to have a sign telling people when their town meeting was.
Do me a favor, write that in an email. I'll print it out tonight, and I'll take it to the supervisor tomorrow. One of the supervisors.
And
I'm only meeting with one tomorrow.
Not just Salida. All the little unincorporated towns need
right.
that.
Right. Like Keys, and Keys has a MAC, too. So
Keys, French Camp, the west side of Modesto. We're all these little communities that really don't have full representation. And now with the cutbacks in county staff, we don't see our county supervisor at the meeting all the time or one of his assistants. And a lot of the other county departments just don't come to the meeting and service as well as they used to, particularly the sheriff department.
Speaking of communities, I want to get to Mountain House. I think we have a few minutes.
You know, that's...
This is, okay, I don't know if you're going to be able to see this or not because it's a little light, but it's a map of Mountain House. Honestly, I don't even know why we're in Mountain House. It looks like it's up near Tracy.
Yeah, let me break that down. That's a Modesto Irrigation District issue. And at some point, some developer must have said, hey, you know, it would be really great if you could supply electricity for Mountain House on the other side of Tracy. We're going to build this private community out there, and we want to get electricity cheap and put underground, and we don't want to pay for it with our developer money. We want to have somebody else pay for it. And somehow the board of directors at MID said, you know, we'd like to make our ratepayers subsidize that project. And we decided to provide electricity to this new community on the other side of Tracy in another county on the other side of the river. And it was just it was a bad deal for people here in Modesto. And we lost a lot of money on it. And it's obviously manipulated by the developers that put that project together. Now, you know, it would be one thing if we secured the right to have wind power out there in a really good wind power area, right? Because it's really windy there. But
right. They
didn't think about that. They didn't think about any benefit for us here in Modesto. They thought about making deals, you know, behind closed doors. And the problem with the Modesto Irrigation District is they've had this, you know, basically evil director, Alan Short, for all these years. And the board members have been just... cheerleaders for that, and they've just kind of gone along with it. Maybe they didn't understand the issues. Traditionally, we've had mostly farmers on the board of directors, and some of these issues are really complicated. And you know, you may be really good at agriculture, but you might not understand developer manipulation and corporate control. You know, so you know, you might be a great farmer, but do you understand where our power's coming from? Do you understand that we're getting coal power from dirty power plants back east? You know, these are more complicated issues, and there's a lot of policy, and there's a lot of manipulation of the system. And we've had a ton of problems with that in Modesto, to the point now that the Modesto Irrigation District is $1 billion in the hole. $1 billion. That is just incredible. So the ship is sinking. We got to turn it around, and that's why I'm stepping up the plate.
At what point does someone realize that they're $1 billion in the hole? I was talking with somebody earlier today about Modesto being in the hole. At what point? Is it, you know, at $10 or is it $1 million or $7 million? At what point do they go, oh, gee?
Well, you know, Modesto, it's been a slow process. And I understand that they have taken out second mortgages on all the public property in Modesto. That's pretty sad. That's beyond sad. And we got to turn that around. And the way we do that is we got to keep a watchful eye on these public meetings, and the meetings need to be done in public, not in closed door sessions or at somebody's house when the public's not watching. So that's my thing. I like to grab that camera and show up at these meetings and make sure that everybody knows that we're filming it and the public is watching. Because, you know, that's why they put a camera at the bank or a camera at the convenience store. It cuts down on crime. And it's the same thing with our public media. If we show up and we report the truth, the criminals just won't show up at that meeting. And pretty soon the public starts to be heard.
I'll hold this up for you. You are running. Oops, sorry.
I got a little speech here if you got time.
Okay,
you got
go ahead.
And a half minutes?
Yeah.
All right.
Do.
I kind of covered most of this, but I just wanted to touch on it. Hi, everybody. My name is Brad Johnson. I've lived here for about 49 years. Davis High School, Modesto Junior College. My mom and grandparents are here in Modesto, too. You know, I even helped irrigate a few times when I was a kid, but our family doesn't own any land or ranches now. I bought a house back in Salida in 96. It's a third of an acre. I've got 6 fruit trees, and I enjoy taking care of that on my time off. I worked in the Modesto area doing radio broadcasting and electronics for 20 years, and then I started volunteering as a cameraman and news reporter at the community TV station, Channel 14. I work hard at my day job, and I've been volunteering as a leader at the Salida Town Council now for more than a decade. I'm the first person at the Salida Town meeting and the last one to go. As many of you know, I also set up the videotape and do that town meeting thing, and then I cajole the government into playing that on the government TV channel on cable. Back in 2005, I helped build the first low-power, nonprofit community radio station in our area. That's 104.9 FM, and we broadcast real local news and the best local bands. As a local reporter and community member, I've followed with great interest the business and politics here in Stanislaus County, and I do what I can to stay informed, and I share the news with my friends and family and the local listeners. I work hard, and I fight clean. I've never accepted any campaign donations. Honestly, today's voters aren't fooled by all the fancy signs and advertising. I believe we need to get the dirty money out of politics. I have honest ethics and no financial or family business conflicts that could get in the way of me using my talents to serve the public as your board member for seat number 4 on the MID. I think an open and honest organization is required for the MID meetings. Truly, I wish to put the public back into this public utility. I'm never afraid to ask the tough questions, and I get straight answers, and then I stand up for what's fair. When elected, I'll use my inquisitive nature and courage to be a leader, not a cheerleader. Vote for me, and we will keep a watchful eye on special interest groups and serve the entire community with pride and honor. My name's Brad Johnson, running for MID number 4. Thank you.
That was great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. You too. And I really miss our days at Channel 14. That was fun.
Well, this was fun too. Maybe we can do it again.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brad. Brad Johnson for MID, Modesto Irrigation District 4, Division 4, Modesto Irrigation District, Division 4.